Three candidates, two finalists, one governor. That's the math of California's top two primary system. And last night, the polls closed to decide which of them would head for the November gubernatorial race. British-born Republican frontrunner Steve Hilton spoke to supporters in Los Angeles, making a case for why the seat should be his in a state that has not elected a Republican governor since Arnold Schwarzenegger's re-election victory 20 years ago.
It's time. It's time for positive, practical things. I'm fighting for working people in California so that you can keep more of what you earn. The best way to put money in people's pockets is to take less out of it in the first place. And that's what I'll do as your governor. Your first $100,000 tax-free.
Hilton secured an endorsement from Republican President Donald Trump in April. His economic pitch? To lower the high cost of living, from housing to jobs and gas prices. Hilton said he would scrap the $800 minimum franchise tax on small businesses and expand domestic drilling to achieve gas at $3, a big contrast to California's strict climate mandates.
Let's use California oil and gas. We can get our gas prices down. $3 gas. That's the plan.
Another historic election result emerged. California could have Latino leader, former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, staking the Democratic lead. The son of immigrant parents spoke in L.A. at an election night party.
Like my family, L.A. is the starting line for millions of success stories across this state. And here in Hollywood's hometown, we love a good underdog story.
Becerra has a long history in politics. As California's then Attorney General, he sued the Trump administration an estimated 120 times during Trump's first presidency. Speaking to supporters, Becerra touted his plans to address the economy, narrowing in on the chronic housing crisis in a state where about 180,000 people sleep on the streets.
It starts with access to affordable homes. We are going to launch a building revolution in California, starting with the thousands of shovel-ready housing projects already in the pipeline. And in America's wealthiest nation state, no excuse is acceptable for allowing people to live unsafely on our streets.
Meanwhile, in San Francisco, progressive billionaire Tom Steyer's campaign was built around single-payer health care and taxing the ultra-rich. Is coming in at third place.
The gap between the rich and the poor grows wider by the minute. Prices are higher than ever. Faith in government's ability to do anything is lower than ever. Californians are being priced out of their homes every single day. While it happens, we see billionaires do whatever they have to get whatever they can out of the system, and then do everything they can to hoard their wealth and avoid paying taxes. Screw that! California deserves better. Working people deserve better. Democracy matters. Justice matters. The truth matters.
Analyzing the poll projections, Bruce Kane, professor of political science at Stanford University, says Becerra's late surge reflects a deeply Democratic electorate. And despite Hilton's first place finish in the primary, Kane is blunt about his November prospects.
I think the odds of Hilton winning are under 1%. I don't think he has a shot. He's heavily identified with Trump. There's just no appetite for that in this state. Any Democrat will defeat the Republican just because the margin in California is so great.
The issues driving this race are housing, healthcare, the cost of living, the sprawling crisis of homelessness and immigration. Trump's deployment of the National Guard to enforce a mass deportation agenda could hinder Hilton's campaign. Analysts like Stanford's Bruce Kane say the outcome in November may already be written in a state that has not elected a Republican governor since Arnold Schwarzenegger left office in 2011 and has voted Democratic in every presidential election since 1992. For KPFA Radio, I'm Annetta Felix.